everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so totally jazzed to be with you today. And you've heard me mention that serendipitously, I got introduced to the Say a Command.
Serendipitously?
Serendipitously.
I was impressed. You busted that out in one take.
I busted it out. I did bust it. to the command on my cell phone, which is Say a Command. Now, what has that got to do with the Dr. Pat Show or, you know, how I feel about this? Well, what's interesting for me is it kind of reminded me about the growth that we've had on the Dr. Pat Show team, what we've discovered works in my own personal life, what I've discovered works and what I discovered doesn't work for me. And so, you know, I'm not saying that the whole story gets bundled into responding to Say a Command, but I gotta tell you, it's a great place to start. And it doesn't mean that you don't have action to take, because I'm telling you, you've got to do the footwork. And you've got to make sure that you have a practice where you are blocking out, getting rid of, addressing, facing, and moving on, moving beyond the negative chit chat. That stuff that goes on, the crust as we know it. And so what I got awakened to right now is this idea of when we hear Say a Command, two things happened for me. One, I got a little bit ticked off. And I was like thinking, why did I get ticked off when I heard that thing, Say a Command? Why was that annoying to me? Because all of a sudden I've got this device telling me what to do, so to speak, but not because it was bossing me around, but because it wanted me to get an action in place. And so today's open mic day for us is about having the power to respond to the voice that is saying, whether you can hear it or not, say a command.
Say a command.
That's what it's about. That's what today's show is about. Can you step up? And when the universe is saying to you, you give it an answer. I'm telling you, we're going to send this thing. We're going to hit this ball out of the park today. So this open mic day goes beyond readings, goes beyond anything we've done. I am going to help everybody that calls in today get really clear about how to answer right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Are you ready to do this with me today? Are you ready to say yes to this? And we do a lot of this in the crust busting class, and I used to do more of this on the radio, but we are going to bring this back, because when I hear the universe very, you know, serendipitously give me, I'm ready to implement it and help everybody out there. So this is open mic day, unlike anything you've had before. And the way to get plugged in and to get the greater good in your life to show up is to answer and respond to 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We're taking your calls. Cheryl's going to put you in the queue. If you're stuck, if you need help going to the next level, if there is a dream that you have and it just not happened for you today, let us see if we can kickstart this by sending out an absolutely phenomenal vibration off the chart, because your answer to is powerful beyond belief. 1-800-930-2819. But let's pull our prosperity card today from Heidi. Got an email from Heidi.
And what did it say?
It said, sorry for not getting back to you.
That's it? That's all, was it?
No, it was like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I'll have to go back into the... She says, I've been out of town. You know, she's very busy. She's traveling. She's a musician. Did you know that?
I did know that, actually. We wanted her to sing a little theme song for us one time.
Yeah, we'll get it back and see if she can do that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, she can... She can get on that Singing Bee show.
Oh, the Karaoke Live or whatever it is?
I think it's called the Singing Bee.
Remember the Lyrics or something?
Yeah, Remember the Lyrics. Yeah, I would last all of 10 seconds on that show.
I'd love to watch that.
We should do that.
Start singing the first.
We should do our own Dr. Pat.
Hi, Shrona. Although that's not a very tough song, but it could be for some.
I got to tell you, sometimes I forget the words to Happy Birthday. That's a whole new experience.
Wow.
I know.
In which form? The Marilyn Monroe form?
No, I think I've got that one. I've got that one.
You got that one down?
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
That's good.
That's pretty good. Because I so love Marilyn. My stepmother loved Marilyn. She did. When Marilyn Monroe passed away, my stepmother cried for 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. She really did. I mean, so that's and look at the song that Elton John wrote for her. Maybe you can find it, Candle in the Wind.
That's the wrong person.
No, originally it was written for Marilyn Monroe.
It was?
Yeah. Okay, your generation thinks Princess Di.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Old school, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, something I learned today.
Yeah, find that song. Okay, here's the card
for
today.
I'm an open book.
Oh.
Knowledge.
Yes, come in. This is so cool. This is it. Ready? y'all are gonna love this.
Yeah,
ready?
Okay.
Prosperity.
Ah!
That's the card. That'd be the answer to that. Sometimes one word. I love this. This is so perfect. Sometimes one word. It all it takes, Benny. Practicing placing your attention on the essence of the word. Prosperity answers this command. Yes. We'll stop doing this.
We got to work on that. It's so cheesy. I love it.
Gently allow your mind to dwell on this quality, and you will draw prosperity into your life. So that's what we're doing right now. We're taking calls from all over the country, wherever you are. And by the way, I will take your email. If you zip it right along, send that email to live@thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. We will take your questions through email as well. So this is about your response, your issue, where you're stuck, what we can do to help you out, to respond to what the universe has ready to provide you with. See, part of the issue, Benny, is we think that nobody's listening. You know, we have this idea that nobody's listening because our lives really, you know, some days they don't look very good. They probably look like the sky outside today in some areas of the country for some of you. But in Tampa, I'm not sure I think they have sun 24/7. I think they have a lot of sun out in our Tampa people.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Let's go to one of those right now. We have Danny from Sarasota, Florida.
Danny!
We didn't plan this at all. I guarantee
it. I love this. Hey, Danny.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, the other day, you know, I'm talking about the whole cell phone thing, but, you know, you had a requirement where, you know, the universe was saying to Danny, say a command, and you responded to that. Tell our listeners what your response was.
Well, in case you don't know, I'm an aspiring writer, and I've been noticing that there's an awful lot of negative writings out there, and, I mean, don't get me wrong, I enjoy a good mystery novel every now and then, but, you know, I just got the idea to start my own inspirational writers group one day. It just, you know, came to me full blast from the universe, and I got the idea while I was on break at work. It was about 2 weeks ago now, so I wrote it down and turned on the Dr. Pat show later that day, and she was talking about serendipity. And I decided to tie it in with this new writers group that I had planned. And within 24 hours of my idea, the Serendipity Writers Group was born online. And the way you can get to this writers group is by going to Google, actually groups.google.com, and then just type in Serendipity Writers Group, and it'll pull it up, and then just click on it. Again, that's groups.google.com and type in Serendipity Writers Group. And, you know, what this is, it's for inspirational and uplifting short stories and poems. And there's a few postings already, but I would encourage everybody out there to check it out. And if you have any inspirational stories, poems, or writings, go ahead and join and post them.
That's it. Let's give out that. We got to give out that address again because I want people to hear it over and over and over again. Because that same day when you formed the group, you immediately had one of our other listeners sign up. Right. So that's what I love about this. This is the way we connect people all over the world.
Yeah. And again, that address is groups with an S, groups.google.com. And then type in Serendipity Writers Group under your search, and it should come right up.
Okay. That's absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, we've got lots to talk about today. And this is really a show, Danny, that is going to help people do what you did. It's going to help folks move beyond what they think cannot happen for themselves. And you took really one action, actually two. The action you took was listen to the show, and a second action you took was actually do something about bringing writers together. So I want to congratulate you. You are a major crustbuster, Danny.
Yeah, and one thing I like to say, too, about the law of attraction, a big part of it is taking action, you know, listening to that inner voice. And many times people are afraid to listen to their inner voice and take the appropriate action. But I'm at the point in my life now where I'm going for it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break, Danny. Thank you so much for calling in today. This is our open mic day. We're taking your calls. We're taking your questions. We're going to help you take that next step in your life. That's what it's all about for me. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make it happen. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back with our phenomenal Say a Command open mic day. We'll be right back.
Baby girl was draped in Chanel. Said she loved Tupac but hates him LL. Seen her at the bar with anklets and toe rings. She could take a prince, turn him into a king. I was looking at her in the light.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
Are you aware of the invisible forces behind your behaviors? The Empowerment Partnership is, and they'd like to make them visible to you. One of the largest NLP training organizations in the world, says Dun & Bradstreet. The Empowerment Partnership is the industry gold standard in trainings for NLP, hypnosis, and the ancient Hawaiian spiritual system of Huna. Their students come from a wide-ranging background: business, education, psychology, and spirituality. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. Call 800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com and mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Your body has the wonderful capacity to create perfect health. Set your body's capacity to heal itself in motion with Quantum Possibilities. Choose Quantum Biofeedback or Possibilities Vibrational Techniques, which are both based on quantum physics. The vibrational techniques use the power of numbers, intention, and imagination to discover and replace subconscious genetic memories that no longer serve you. Visit quantumpossibilities.biz and mention the Dr. Pat Show when scheduling your appointment to receive 1/3 off your initial session.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life, but there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Can a credit card be used for positive change? The folks at Enlightenment Card think so. While other credit cards channel their monies to faceless corporations, the Enlightenment Card has established over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further your own growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or to use them to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference. Will this save the world? Probably not. But it will send a message to corporate America that there are people who are paying attention to how money is being used. Join their community at enlightenmentcard.com. Again, that's enlightenmentcard.com. Enlightenmentcard.com.
Oh. Open your ears. Open your heart. Open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Floss the Rolls Royce. Something like a phenomenon. Something like a phenomenon. Something like a phenomenon. Something like a phenomenon. Something like a phenomenon.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is an open mic day for everyone out there that would like to figure out what's going on today. I might be able to pull a card for you. And more importantly, this is about us helping each and every one of you out there take positive action today. Not about tomorrow, not about next year, but the question is, what can you do today? What can you do in this moment? I mean, I so love Danny's story. I just love it. It's a phenomenal story. And I hear this over and over again from people that have listened to the show and listened to it live and listened to the podcast. I mean, it's pretty incredible how willing people are right now to take positive action, to take action on their own behalf. So the way to participate in today's show is to give us a shout at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and Cheryl will take your call. We'll bring you up on air. If you don't want to come on air and you have a question, give your question to Cheryl, and we'll make that happen. But we're ready to do a little open micing with you today. I want to also mention that tonight at 6 o'clock Pacific time on bbsradio.com, that's bbsradio.com, Joy Turner will be joining me. And so this is a live call-in show. It's a full hour with no breaks where you will get to connect with Joy Turner directly. So that should be a fun time. Joy Turner is the host of Talk with Your Animals, and that's a great show. Joy was on our show last week, which is pretty phenomenal. So, you know, part of this, Benny, are you always really clear about what you want in your life?
Me? Not 100%.
How do you get clear?
How do I get there? Well, why? Obviously, you're not as high a percentage as me, or?
No, you were really clear that you wanted a home,
yeah.
And you worked towards that.
You're kind of right. I never really thought about it that way.
Yeah. I mean, you did.
Well, I think just things happen for reasons, that's for sure,
mm-hmm.
for one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, you just gotta make that move, even if it may not be that time. You could try, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah.
So, same with the motorcycle and all that, and everything all works out.
Everything does work out, but I'll tell you got to do the legwork.
Yeah.
You got to actually get out there and do something.
You got to push yourself.
Mm-hmm. You got to make it happen. And it doesn't have to be hard, or it doesn't have to be a struggle. So, most of the time, we think it does, but, honestly, what's interesting, Cheryl brought me a bottle of water today,
mm-hmm.
and it's this new water that's out, and it's got these healthy Dr. Emoto messages on it, and I don't think it's available in Washington State. I think it's only available now through California. I know Ava and I met the woman that created this. So guess what? Which one she brought in for me today?
Which one?
I am lucky.
Well, sure.
Isn't that interesting?
That's cool.
Brought in the I am lucky. A bottle of water. And I think that's because she heard the show the other day where I said that for most of my life, I thought, you know, people had said to me, wow, you know, you're lucky. You seem to be at the right place at the right time. Things just seem to fall into your lap. But I don't think people got how hard I really worked at making things happen in my life. You know, I am the one that took 13 years to get my undergraduate degree. You know what I'm saying? It was like one foot in front of the other, going to school at night, you know, all of this stuff. So it's not a matter of, you know, being lucky. I had to be behind the scenes to make things happen. And so the question today is, do you need a little help in getting started in making your dream come true? Do you need a little help? Do you want to get a little clarity about what's going on today, right today in this moment? So we've opened up the phone lines at 1-800-930-2819. I'll pick a card for you. We'll get you pointed in the right direction, and we'll be good to go. That's our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. And we'll make sure that things happen for you. Don't you love the way things all of a sudden, we're all of a sudden started, it started like Monday for us. And some people have an explanation. They have an explanation. And here's what I've heard in terms of metaphysics when I've talked to different people. And, you know, they clearly have shared things with me. Sometimes I don't ask for it, but they clearly shared things for me. And one of the things they say is that, you know, we're moving out of the Mercury in retrograde thing. And then there was this idea of a new moon. And so, you know, part of this is understanding that, yeah, that's all metaphysical. And yeah, I think we're all connected. But the question is, where is your consciousness? Now, I want to give you an example of what's happened since Monday. Since Monday, and this is not just things just popping up, dropping in our laps. But I will tell you that as a result of some legwork that many people have done, this show is going to be heard in Australia. This show is going to be heard in San Francisco. I think Australia, it's going to have to be
uplinked.
Yeah.
Through, like, satellite?
Yeah, and it's going to play at a different time in Australia. And then it's going to be heard in Boston. And so we're sitting back here and we're looking at the rate of manifestation. And the question is, oh, did this all just pop up? We have been doing the work and strategizing and changing our direction. Because I'll be the first one to tell you that I don't know everything about radio. I don't come from a radio background. And so our listeners have been supporting us all along, so much so that we actually blew the doors off of the Nordic campaign. Blew the doors off.
Yeah, I heard when that happened. That was just an amazing thing.
They had to go hire a distribution company to handle the calls.
All the calls.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is the same results that we've been had. I mean, Cheryl just mentioned she had, I forget how many pages she had to give away the life
force. Going on her ninth page, yeah.
Yeah. And so we like to give back to our listeners. We started the listener, the Gift a Day program, and that's what we're doing. We're working with some companies to put a big gift campaign together. We're working with some people to put a makeover together, health and well-being for our listeners. And so all of this is part of coming to the table in response to what you all want. But sometimes we made, you know, we went along the path and we made some decisions and they didn't work out right. And so we had to go back and regroup. But the consciousness that you have when things don't turn out exactly right and you go back and you say, what kind of adjustment do I have to make? Wow. If there's one piece of advice that I would give to folks, when life doesn't deal you what it is you expect and it's not quite up to par with what you think, here's what I say. If you can find a way to feel the emotions you feel, but not for a very long period of time, like maybe a minute, and then look for the gift in that thing which shows up, your return back into a higher vibration in the universe will be so quick. And sometimes it's hard. You know, when you lose someone you love, and they have a saying, bad things happen to good people. And I don't know how true that is, because I think, you know, good things happen to good people as well. But how can you create a shift and move beyond these circumstances? How can you move beyond what, you know, the thing that is right in front of you? And I want to say to you that you can. I mean, my story is I lost my mother at 8 years old, and it took me a while to understand the blessing of having my stepmother. And once I realized that I had my stepmother and the blessing in that, it made all the difference in the world to my life and what was happening. And so we want to create an invitation for you today. If you need some help in flipping something that's going on, changing your story around, whatever it is, let us know. We've got that toll-free number. I know Cheryl is fielding the calls right now. I think she's writing me a little note as we speak. 1-800-930-2819. If you would like a card pull to really shift your day or create greater good for your day, let's do it. 1-800-930-2819. And so, you know, all of this is absolutely phenomenal. And it's a way to really create the energy and the vibration that you want. I'm so blessed. I go to bed at night, and the last thing I do is, especially before I like doze off, is I'm totally into the gratitude, Benny. I'm totally in to being grateful. And there are some days that, you know, have just been a little rough, you know, and we're not just rough on me, but holding the compassion for the folks that are working
and
on the team.
It's tough to be grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grateful right now for a campaign that we're creating with Zero Smoke. You know, I'm so grateful for, you know, the whole Zero Smoke campaign. You're going to be hearing interviews with the folks from Zero Smoke. And we're doing a Dr. Pat Zero Smoke Out campaign because I am so passionate about helping people quit smoking. As a former smoker, 3 packs a day, right? I'm telling you, without a blink, I was doing it. I know what it's
three
like.
3 packs.
I'm telling you.
It That's not cheap either.
Youth. No. Well, back then it was.
Well, still.
It wasn't bad. Now, forget it. You have to take out a loan to smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day. You got to get down to the bank.
What if anybody's actually had to try that?
You actually have to take out a home equity loan. If you're smoking 3 packs a day now, you're like at the bank taking out a home equity
loan. Take out
loan.
A second.
Second mortgage on your house. But the point is, I have some very dear people that are really close to me in my life, and we finally have found a way for them to quit smoking. I mean, we're at this place where I believe that Zero Smoke, as a matter of fact, Howard Stern put on a phenomenal campaign and challenged all of his staff to quit smoking with the Zero Smoke product. And it's based on, you know, Eastern, Western philosophies, and it's working. And so we are going to bring that to you. And here's the question. If you don't smoke, but I ran into someone the other day, and she said, I listen to your show. I don't smoke, but my son does. Wow. This is what we want to do. We want to help pass this message on to the people that we know smoke. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to pick a card for one of our callers that is called in, and we're taking your calls right now, toll free, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. This is open mic. It's up to you. We'll be right back.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky.
Want to live the life of your dreams? Are you seeking deeper purpose and meaning? Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis of the Center for Spiritual Living shares practical spiritual principles and insights from all the world's traditions monthly on the Dr. Pat Show in her segment, Building a Better Life, Building a Better World. Learn more about Kathy Ann by visiting spiritualliving.org.
Experience the powerful connections between science, quantum physics, and spirituality at the Reconnections 2007 Mastery Conference in L.A., August 2nd through the 5th. The conference is perfect for anyone interested in healing and wellness, with your host, Dr. Eric Pearl, and including speakers from What the Bleep and so many more. Call 888-ERIC-PEARL now and mention the Dr. Pat Show for a $60 discount. Visit www.thereconnection.com for more information or to register.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Your peak living tip of the day wants to know, do you have subluxation? Subluxation occurs when a spinal bone shifts from its normal healthy alignment, interfering with the natural communication and healing processes within the body. This often slowly undermines a person's health. Call Crown Hill Chiropractic at 206-782-8800 or call Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center in Duval at 425-844-8000. This has been your peak living tip of the day.
Are you searching for meaning in your relationship? Do you feel that your marriage could be stronger or more intimate? What really is a soulmate? And do you have one? These questions and more will be answered by Gary Zukav, renowned author of Seat of the Soul, and his partner, Linda Francis, co-author with Gary of Heart of the Soul and Mind of the Soul. Gary and Linda will be here in Seattle on the weekend of August 11th to present their widely acclaimed seminar, Spiritual Partnerships for Couples. This intense seminar teaches you to create authentic power and develop partnerships for the purpose of spiritual growth. Learn how to create relationships of ever-increasing joy, co-creativity, and love. Again, Gary Zukav and Linda Francis will present Spiritual Partnership for Couples in Seattle at the Sheraton Seattle Hotel on the weekend of August 11th. To enroll, call Hay House at 1-800-654-5126. That's 800-654-5126. 654-5126 or go to seatofthesoul.com.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Well, we've got some folks calling in. I want to thank all of our listeners, all of the folks that call in. Boy, you absolutely rock. And I love the questions. The first question came from T and wants to know how soon will she find the right location? She's starting a new salon business with her daughter. So the first card that I pulled to answer that question, and intuitively, let me tell you, before I answer that question, here's what I want to say to you, T. I know you're not on the line. How soon do you want to find the location? Because one of the things that I want you to be able to do to answer this question is to respond to, you know, as Benny says, it might be a little cheesy right now, but it's not really. But if you can respond to what we're talking about and really say to the universe and declare how quickly you want to find a location, you will be on your way. So when you think about finding a new location for the salon, how do you respond to this? Yeah, how do you respond to telling the universe how quickly you want to find it? Because the answer that I got is that you're going to move ahead at an accelerated pace. So I hope you got your seatbelt on. And it is change. It doesn't take a long time. Listen to this. If you are afraid that change will take a long time, remember the power of a positive thought is 10 times greater than the power of a negative thought. This will help you overcome even a lifetime of negative thinking. If you have any doubt at all going on around the new salon or how quickly you're going to find a location, this is the time to get rid of it. Because part of what some of the other things that I pulled or that I'm looking at is that you have everything inside you. You have declared that you are going to start this new business with your daughter. And so just be really clear that you not only want to find a new location and want to find it quickly, but you want to find the perfect location. A location, location, location is the key to new business. You want to find the location that's going to bring you fabulous, fabulous clients and customers coming right through your door. They're going to love everything about you, going to love what you do. And so when you sit down and you declare what you want and how you want it to show up, make sure that in your definition you're being really clear that you don't want any location. You want a fabulous location that's in an area where it makes it easy for people to find you and it makes it easy for people to actually show up. You want a location that's got really good parking. You want it so the ease and grace of this, and then you'll be on your way. So the other thing I want to say to you, you already have the Midas touch right now. Whether it's you, your daughter, or both of you, you've got the Midas touch. This is not something that's come up for you that's just about, what am I going to do today? This is about you having your dream come true. And so part of your venture is allowing the true self, the true nature of who you are and who your daughter is, come to fruition. So what that means is this is not a time for compromise. It's not a time for being impatient. This is a time for you to get really absolutely clear about what you want in the salon, where you want it to be, how many customers you want in your first month, and all of that. And so part of this is being really clear to go back to beginner's mind, to maintain that aspect of purity in heart and in spirit for what you want, and you will be good to go. So let us know how that works out for you. I know that if you're moving at an accelerated pace, this is such a done deal. You've just got to embed that in your consciousness and in your mind. All right, Benny.
All right, let's bring on Cindy. Now she's been waiting so patiently.
Hey, Cindy, welcome to the show.
Cindy, are you there?
Hi, Cindy.
Hello. Is it Cindy? Hey, Cher. It was Cindy, right? Line 3? Oh.
Who do we have on the line?
Well, this is Kay from Issaquah. Nobody took my name, so I'm wondering if it's me or someone else.
Okay,
don't worry,
no.
Pick up a name.
No, that's cool. I was just giving the wrong information.
Right.
That's okay. Thanks,
yeah.
Kay.
No, we've got you. Cindy, we'll get you in a minute. It must be your turn, Kay. I love the way the universe works.
That's what I'm thinking.
You must have responded to the say to command thing. You must have said, I won't be on now.
That's exactly where I was at, Dr. Pat. It's great to talk with you.
It's great to talk with you. How can I help you today?
Well, I was just recently diagnosed with lymphoma, and I'm wondering if you can draw a card for me.
Mm-hmm. But before I draw the card, and I will do that, when, you know, this idea of saying a command, if you had to respond to the message or to the voice that says, say a command, what would your response be?
Say a command?
Yeah. Well, the universe is waiting for us to command it to do something. It really is. It's waiting for us.
And I'm so glad you're saying that, because here's where I'm at. I'm really looking forward to becoming the person that I'm going to become when this is all over mm-hmm. and through.
Great. And so
command is become that person.
Okay. And the other part of what I heard you say, and I want to be really clear about this because this is so important, is what I heard you say when this is all over and through. So part of the command is really declaring that you will be all over and through this in a phenomenal way, at perfect health, and as a sidebar, you will be absolutely become the magnificent person that you already know you are right now.
Yeah. I feel really strong about it for some reason, you know?
Well, and I want to make sure you stay strong about it.
Yep.
And that we support you with this. Okay.
Yep.
All right, here you go. I love this card. I'm going to just connect you with this directly. I'm not going to paraphrase. I'm going to give it to you directly. I connect with my inner power and expand my ability to receive. I expand my ability to receive. So as you embark on this journey, make sure that you embark with arms open wide.
Yep.
You see what
I'm
saying?
That's wonderful. I do. I totally do. And, you know, I've called in my support group around me, and I just feel really strong about this. So that just confirms it.
Okay. The next card I pulled, and again, I'm not going to improvise, is what I love about this. It's about accepting heaven's help.
Mm.
That's what this card is about. And it says, you've prayed for help, so get out of the way.
Gee, I've heard that before.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Okay.
You will understand this card more than me. And it's a card of, and it declares family harmony. So are you getting the family to rally around, or does the family bring in some baggage with them around this?
It's kind of new for them. Mm-hmm. Some of them are jumping on and, you know, supporting, and others are still in the, you know, what's going to happen to me phase.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're not all on the same page just yet.
Okay. So that's going to be important to have folks facilitate harmony
mm-hmm.
around, you know, your journey, where you are, the decisions you make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
And then out of the blue, you know, I pull this is kind of in line with the first hour we did today. I pull another card that talks about purification. And this is a very powerful goddess card. It's, the goddess, Coventina, which is about cleansing. And it's really clear. I mean, this is a crystal clear, exact command. It says it's time for a cleansing detoxification of your body and your mind.
Yep.
Do you relate to that?
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. I've already scheduled my punch karma detoxification, and I am just refocusing my mind. It really is time.
Okay. Because
I get it.
Yeah, the archetype that I've pulled for you, and I think this is an archetype that will carry you through this, and carry you through it quickly, as a matter of fact, is the priest. The idea of the priest is that the priest facilitates spiritual commitments and serves as a channel of spiritual energy.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah, so you see how these all work together?
I do.
Okay. So, you know, this is the place where you get to hold, ask for support, ask for the help that you need. It's a place where you can even tap on the doors of, and this is, of course, in metaphor, symbolic, of heaven and mm-hmm. angels, and ask for help. And for me, the advice that I would say to you is that implementing some level of spiritual practice, throughout the day is going to be important, even if it's 5 minutes reading from your favorite book or doing something of that nature that's all about you. And the last thing I want to say to you is find a way to nurture yourself.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. Okay. I agree.
Well, we're supporting you on this journey, and please feel free to let us know how we can continue to do this. And we're honored to be part of this transformation with you.
Great. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
You're awesome.
That is totally the call we were meant to take there, Benny, but I'm going to take your direction.
Oh, really now?
I am.
Okay. Well, what we had a little issue was Cindy wanted to be on earlier, but then she had to go. So if we can answer her question for her online or on the air, we can do that. She wanted to know how she can deal with change about death and not to lose faith. This seems like she's
having
some... Yeah, this is Cindy's question.
Mm-hmm. And so the question is... And Cindy's not on the line?
No.
Okay.
But we can also do that. Why don't we do answer this and maybe pull a card after the break?
Why don't we do that?
That'd work a little bit easier.
Yeah, because, you know, Cindy, the question that I want to ask you is we're using this incredible, I don't know, enlightened response technique. When the universe is out there and it's saying to you, say a command, what do you want to command the universe to do? Because you're in the driver's seat. When we come back from break, I'm going to pull cards for you and so forth, and we'll make it happen. But the question is, what command do you want to put into the universe? And if you're getting this and you want to call back and give it to Cheryl, that's great. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short break, right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out run my V8 Pro.
After a long day that's going way too fast, there is a way to relax, warm up, detoxify, and have pain relief. It's called an infrared sauna. You sit in a warm box and gently absorb infrared heat that allows you to have a great low-temperature sweat. Afterwards, a quick shower, and you're ready for a good night's sleep. Sweating has many health benefits, such as stress reduction, immune system improvement, weight loss, and system detoxification. For more information, call Brian at 650-357-8944 or go to Bay Area InfraredSauna.com. Zenspiration Gardens are unlike any floral product you'll find on the market. Your personalized garden is prepared in a beautifully crafted keepsake box filled with plants, flowers, candles, and spiritual icons. Giving a Zenspiration Garden is the perfect way to express love, friendship, congratulations, or any other heartfelt message or inspiration. They ship nationwide, so contact Zenspiration Gardens at 619-972-1076 or zen-opolis.com.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
Times Naturally Magazine is Tampa Bay's natural health magazine, now in their 20th year, covering body, mind, spirit, nutrition, physical fitness, yoga and Pilates, supplements, meditation, natural product, mental health and strength, spiritual growth, eco-earth, and more. Search for local business, feature stories, media, and product reviews, and an extensive calendar of events. Pick one up at your local business today or visit newtimesnaturally.com. That's newtimesnaturally.com.
Genesis Today, a world leader in 100% pure therapeutic juices with absolutely nothing added except pure goodness. Genesis Today harnesses thousands of years of ancient healing wisdom for your benefit. We don't sell products. We offer complete nutritional building programs which encourage health on all levels. Genesis Today, combining age-old tradition medicines with modern-day science. Visit us today at genesistoday.com. That's genesistoday.com. We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourished the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit HarmonicEnterprises.com.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio, Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
I tooted my horn for the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You just started back doing the thing you used to do.
I would not win that spelling word, lyric, beat, whatever, singing beat. Show. Be out of it. I actually like making up my own words. Do it my way.
Of course you do.
That's why I have the rebel archetype, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's go to the phones, Benny.
All right. Let me reach over here and push my little button. Cindy has now called in.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining the show. And, you know, I just want to make sure that I understand, you know, the call. You've got something going on. Do you want to share it with our listeners here and with me so I know how to address the issue?
Yes, like I told you a few minutes ago, my dad died in 2001 of a disease called amyloidosis, and it ended with some dementia at the end. And now my mom has Alzheimer's, and it's just I have this. I'm angry at the universe.
Good. I am so thrilled to hear you say that, Cindy. I am really thrilled to hear you say that you are angry at the universe, because that is the first and most important thing to do, to recognize the emotion that's going on. Because without that emotion, it's extremely difficult. I mean, you know, of course you're angry about what's going on. And I would venture to say that you're probably a little afraid as well on a lot of different levels. And so, is that true?
Yes,
yeah,
that's true.
Okay, so what I love about the cards that I pulled for you, and this is really important, the first one out of the gate is about have your words. It's about watching your words and understand that your words have power. Now I want to be really clear about what I'm saying. The fact that you look at your words and you know they have power doesn't mean that you put the anger aside. This is not what I'm saying. It's okay to be angry. As a matter of fact, being angry and being angry in a way that helps you and doesn't harm another person, place, or thing is a way to do spiritual detoxification. And so one of the things I want you to think about is I want you to think about not only the words that you use, but the words that go on in your mind. Because much of our experience comes from the words that we speak. Okay? So when we verbalize an idea, we send it out into the energy telling the universe what to do. So when you talk about this death, how are you talking about it, Cindy?
How am I thinking about it?
Yeah, how are you thinking about it? How are you talking about it?
I think I'm avoiding thinking about it.
Okay, but you're definitely feeling it, right?
Yeah, when I let myself feel, I have that, I'm angry at,
Finish the sentence for me. Finish the sentence for me. I'm angry that, because the words are important. I'm angry that.
I'm angry that. Both of my parents have, their transition is is that they disappear before they're physically gone.
Yeah, and you really lose your ability to connect with them in their later years.
Yeah.
You must be sad about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to hold for you that, you know, your feelings of anger and sadness are so important and so pure that I want you to make sure that there is no guilt and shame about you feeling what you feel. Okay? So now the words that you select are going to be important, because they're not only going to be important for you, but they're going to be important for your folks. Because the words that you select are going to be the vibration that you put into the universe about what their transition is going to be like. You see? And so every time you think about them or see them, it's going to be important for you to see them not as the, quote, diagnosis, especially your mom now. Not as the diagnosis. And so that's going to be important. One of the cards I pulled is really phenomenal. It is about divine magic. Divine magic. So when you're looking at magic, you're looking at magical energy, and it surrounds your situation right now. And so I want you to hold that. That the situation you have right now is filled with magic, and you are to expect miracles, you see? But it's got to start from you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. And we can talk more about this, but I just want you to know it's got to start from you. And so, you know, it's not a surprise that the parenting and children card comes up, because this is, again, a time to do whatever healing you need to do. But it's also a place for you to step out boldly. I mean, these, you know, this energy that I'm picking up and some of the things I'm seeing right now are about bold. You have to really be able to unleash your adventurous side. This is about taking risks. This is about being daring. This is about, you know, perhaps not fitting the traditional mold of what it's like to be a child with a parent that has dementia right now. So you are the seeker. It is up to you to find the wisdom, to find the truth wherever they are. This is the seeker energy. And this card was pulled twice in my conversation with you. So you have to find the wisdom to restructure the story you have around this. You have to be able to do this. And also know that you don't have to do it alone. You're with a companion. You're with the energy. And that there is chivalry involved. So you have everything you need right now to do this. This is the first step. Shift your thinking. Shift your words.
Okay.
All right, Cindy. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. I know
thank
this
you.
Is tough. And I want to know that you have my support and love and blessings along this journey as well.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome, Cindy. Okay, Benny.
We got one more. Time for one more. That is Susan from Seattle's called in, so let's welcome her to the show.
Okay, Susan, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing good, thanks. I'm, you know, wanting to know what's the best way to deal with the changes that's going on in my life, and I'm dealing with it, I think, pretty well, but it's to, I guess, keep that motivation level.
Oh, boy, I got an answer pop right up for you. You ready for it? All right, here you go. You are going to be, you're the goddess. You're the goddess. Yeah, the greatest of these is love. All right, this is going to be a stretch one for you. You ready?
Yeah.
You got to be loving the change. You've got to love it. Here it is. Here's the card. Love is the greatest force in the universe. Applying love to everything you do causes the path to unfold smoothly and draws your dream in its perfect way. Expand your ability to love and you will create magic harmony in all your affairs. You see that? So if we look at change with resistance and anger, that, you know, we're just going to create some crust. But the other card that I pulled in, the archetype I love, is the warrior. You can be a warrior. Strength, skill, discipline, toughness of will, heroism. You know what I'm saying? Self-sacrifice and conquering the ego is what this is about. The ego would have us choose something other than love. You are not only being called to a greater place of change, but you are being called to a greater place of knowing. And the knowing is about who you are. Does this make sense to you without knowing your story?
It does. It makes some sense.
Okay.
But the first card that you said was to expand your ability to love.
Absolutely. The greatest, and to love you, love the change you're going through.
Well, actually, I do enjoy the change, yes.
Okay. Tell me what the tough part is.
I think being alone, am I going through what's going, you know, just not having somebody there. You know, there is, talk about what's going on. That's about, you know, that's the toughest part.
Okay, so part of the issue has to do with not having a community to reach out, right?
It's probably loneliness, yeah.
Okay.
Well, there is a community there, and they're there for, you know, if they're there, they have a good support system, but there's still that void that, you know, they just could not fill that void.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I'm sensing. There is something synchronistic that's going to happen to you, and it has to do with human kindness. This is what's showing up. And part of this has to do with sacred space. So if I were to summarize this and put it all together, I don't know where you go to. I don't know who's in your spiritual community.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this change is about loss of a loved one or death or what it's about. But there, I would say to you that you should seek out a spiritual community and one that fits who you are. because I think what you're going to find is the synchronicity of this call today. You're going to find people that are going to show up and believe in nothing but human kindness. This is the key to getting support. You do not have to take this journey alone. But more importantly, the loneliness has to be healed by you connecting with the with your divine connection to the universe. This is about removing the separation between you and your higher power. Can you understand that?
I do.
Okay.
Just finding the way, the answer, the road, the pathway to do that.
The pathway is to put one foot in front of the other. You know, when my uncle left the Catholic Church, he decided that he was going to go to every church in the Fort Collins area until he found his home. He's still going to every church, every community. I'm not sure where he is today, but this is about you reaching out like you did today. Please continue and do that.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you all for listening. We'll be right back here tomorrow with the Dr. Pat Show. Loving every single one of you. You have definitely responded to Say a Command. We'll be here tomorrow.